Hi, friends. I'm Emily Lay, and you're listening to the Simplified Podcast. If you're struggling with overwhelm and thirsty for a fresh start, you have come to the right place. I invite you for just a few minutes to slow down, take a breath, and join me to explore tactical ways to simplify, organize, and automate the complicated parts of life so you can focus on what truly matters most. All right, one quick thing. A few of you have asked me, someone I know is graduating this year and I don't know what to get her. Don't worry, I've got some ideas for you. Maybe you could get her a simplified planner or even a simplified journal. You can fill it with notes of encouragement for her all year long. Maybe you get her a happy stripe pin she can take with her as she launches into the workplace, or a copy of Growing Boldly as she dares to build a life she loves in her new season. Whatever you get, I know she's lucky to have such a loving and thoughtful person in her life. So if you're looking for some graduation gifts, you can find some ideas and shop for your grad at emilylay.com. Okay, you guys really liked our first Creating Calm and Clearing Clutter episode called Simplifying Your Calendar. That was our third episode, and you guys have been downloading and sharing that one like crazy. And I bet I know why. I mean, who doesn't love the idea of getting some of your life back and putting overwhelm on the back burner? Count me in. But I got to thinking, you know what? Clutter doesn't just live in your closet or your pantry. It lives in your mind, too. We talk about mental clutter a lot on this show, and that's completely intentional. You know why? Because mental clutter isn't something we think about every day. And we don't think about it because we can't see it. But I tell you what, it shows up in our lives if we don't take care of it. That's one of the biggest lessons I've learned as an adult. I have to clear out my mental clutter so that I can be my best self. And you know another space where clutter lives? In your digital life. The struggle is real. There's so much information coming at us every single day. In all the texts and all the DMs and all the open tabs and all the notifications, the photos, the downloads, the folders, the emails, the stuff hanging out in your Amazon cart. There's just so much. Maybe even too much. I know it is for me sometimes. Listen, this tech stuff is still pretty brand new. I mean, it's not something your mom was able to teach you how to take care of. So it may not feel like second nature to go through all your digital spaces and do some cleaning. But if you take a second and think about it, I'd bet you'd agree that sometimes we don't have the best, and I'm using air quotes here, digital hygiene. And here's the thing. You know and I know that our digital lives are here to stay. So just like you tidy up your home and make it cozy, I wonder, how can we create digital spaces that feel as breezy and inviting as curling up on the couch with some peach tea in a clutter-free living room? Y'all know how good that feels, right? Let me tell you, clearing digital clutter is a topic I'm super passionate about, and we could talk about this for a long time. So here's what I'm thinking. I will pop into your feed from time to time with some of my favorite tips on how to clear the clutter in your digital spaces. But today, I want to focus on one topic in particular, your phone. Oh boy. Not to rat anybody out here, but Brian Lay, somewhere, I know your ears are burning right now because you know that peach tea I was talking about. I'm about to spill some ears. I have a confession. Brian Lay's phone gives me hives. Seriously, I love that man with my whole heart, but if you asked me to use his cell phone for a week, I think I'd throw it across the room before I used it for 5 whole minutes. It is that chaotic. Because when it comes to being organized or simplified in his personal spaces, my husband Brian is, well, simplified isn't exactly the word I would use to describe it. Maybe a work in progress is a better term. Let me put it this way. When you open up Brian's phone, there are about 25 folders. I'm not kidding. 25 folders just full of apps. And 3 of those folders are labeled finance. Just finance. What human needs 3 folders named finance? Brian Lay, apparently. But here's the thing. None of those folders have anything to do with finance. I don't know, guys. But the thing that makes my heart race more than anything is the fact that he has that angry red badge app icon that says he has 72 unread emails. You guys, I cannot. And I know some of you have even more unread emails. Listen, I have a friend, true story, who has more than 100,000 unread personal emails. And his phone just has that angry red number flashing at him every time he opens his phone. And he doesn't even bat an eye. So maybe Brian isn't as bad as I thought. Anyway, Brian's a grown person who gets to choose how to use his very own phone. But if you're like me, and having that much visual clutter on your phone makes you want to hide yourself in a closet, or maybe if you find that you're always running out of room on your phone, let's figure out how to clear some of this clutter on your phone and make it a bit more usable for you. We're going to walk through this together. Number one, let's talk about your lock screen. When it comes to your lock screen, you want something simple. Choose an inspirational quote or a special photograph or a simple, beautiful pattern to show up every time you tap your phone. And don't forget, anyone who picks up your phone, even if you have a password on it, will see this. So let's keep it appropriate. Oh, and P.S., make sure the time and date aren't covered up. Do you know how frustrated you're going to be every time you pick up your phone and can't read the time? Let me tell you, you're not going to feel great. So this is super tactical, but make sure you crop your photos so that everything important shows up under the date and time. You'll thank yourself later. Number two, clear up your home screen. Okay, your home screen includes your background wallpaper, but what I'm really talking about here is the first page of your phone, page one, the very first one. I keep mine really simple. I just have a few rows of apps showing, and these are the ones I use every single day so I can get to them really quickly. And I don't fill the entire screen with apps either. Remember, clean space is your friend here. Okay, here's a tip. Choose a really simple wallpaper. You want to be able to see your apps, and your eyes will appreciate this choice. I personally really love a gradient type of a background or a solid color, and your iPhone comes with some of these options already available to you, so check them out and see if there is a really, really simple, solid, or gradient situation that works for you. You can also Google gradient backgrounds and find a bunch of free ones. Number three, let's go through your apps. Here's how I handle 90% of my apps. They all go into 8 folders. Because let's be honest, I don't use most of my apps every single day, so I don't need them hanging out for me to look at them. And for the ones I want to use a bit more intentionally, I'm looking at you, social media, I also stick those in folders so I don't use them to mindlessly scroll when I'm bored. And you know how I sort those folders? I sort them by color. I kid you not. I got this idea from the home edit, and I didn't think I'd like this method at first, but then I realized my brain actually looks for apps by color, not by the icon or name or category. Is it just me? I don't know, maybe it is, but it just works. Maybe you're more of a categories kind of girl, and if that's you, go for it. Anyway, however you decide to organize, just choose a method that makes sense to your brain. And minimize the number of pages and folders you have so you're not cluttering up your phone. And don't forget to do a ruthless declutter of your apps. If you haven't used an app in a few months, bye-bye app. Number four, use your Notes app. If you have an iPhone, here's a tip. Use your Notes app to keep running lists and important information. Restaurants you want to try, funny things your kids said, your grocery list. Seriously, your Notes app is so handy. And here's how I sort them. I put 3 emojis at the top of the note that capture what the note is about. Then I put the title of the note on the second line. Seriously, that tiny emoji does wonders for your brain, telling you really quickly what the note is about. It is so simple, but so effective. Number 5, turn off your notifications. Okay, this one is seriously life-changing. Are you ready? There may be certain notifications you have to have for things like work, but the other zillion red dots and buzzes and dings and alerts and push notifications, turn them off. Yes, you can turn them off. I give you full permission. Because seriously, once you do, you will never go back, I promise. Listen, I just get text messages and phone calls. That's it. And I let my iCal send me alerts because my team is remote and sometimes I need to know what's going on with them. But other than that, my notifications are off. Seriously, try it. You do not need to get a notification every time someone likes your Instagram photo. It'll be there when you're ready for it. Control your apps. Don't let them control you. Okay, y'all, these are some of my favorite ways I get the clutter off my phone, and I know there are about a zillion other ways. Leave me a review of the show or comment on my Instagram post for this episode and let me know what your favorite way to clear your phone clutter is. We might do another episode on this topic because, let's be honest, we'll keep finding ways to clutter it up, and I'd love to hear how you're making it work for you. And I know this might seem like a simple thing, this whole clearing your phone clutter stuff, but it's just one way to give your brain some rest. That's what clearing the mental clutter does. It all adds up. It really does. So try and take a few minutes today to give yourself the gift of mental freedom by getting rid of some of it. All right, as we wrap up this episode today, I'd like to pray a little blessing over you as you try and give yourself some calm today. I hope you carve out a few minutes to take care of the little things today. I hope you find a photo that captures a beautiful memory and that you're reminded of the people you love. I hope you feel a small weight lift off your chest as you make room for more opportunities to connect with others. As always, I like to leave you a small bit of homework at the end of each episode, and today your task is this. Do you have a bunch of duplicate photos on your phone? There's an app for that. It's called Gemini Photos. It scans your photos and shows you which photos are duplicates so you can easily delete the ones you don't want. For those of you who are looking for ways to offload some memory, this might be a good app for you. You can download it at the Apple App Store today. Thank you for listening to the Simplified Podcast. I hope today's episode left you feeling like you can give your phone a ruthless declutter and give yourself a bit of breathing room. And for more simplicity tips, you can find me on Instagram at Emily Lay and at Simplified, and also at emilylay.com, where you can find show notes from each episode, along with links and resources I mentioned here. And you can shop the Simplified brand of planners and products. And if you like what you heard on the show today, then you are going to love my brand new book, Growing Boldly, Dare to Build a Life You Love, which is in stores right now wherever you buy books. One last thing, we love making the show for you. And if you love listening to the show, I'd love it if you do me a quick favor. Would you hop over to Apple Podcasts and leave a review of this show? I'd love for the Simplified Sisterhood to keep growing, and your reviews help get this show into new hands. All right, thank you so much for listening today. Bye.